was just thinking about the piece of research that was done.
Yes.
Has that really proven to be useful for your trust?
It has been absolutely useful for our trust. It's had accolades right around the world. There is no two ways about that. It's been, to a lesser degree, ignored in New Zealand, which is very, very sad, because it was, the first one was just a snapshot. The second lot of research, first lot was in 2005, the second lot was in 2009, and again, we did that on a shoestring, thanks to Jill Worrell. The second lot was a longitudinal look, so the caregivers had to be caring for 4 years or more, because we wanted to know how things had changed for the children, how their special needs had changed, how their trauma coping mechanisms had changed, and out of that came that children are doing better in their family whānau care.
Have you got a good news story of a child who has come through and really benefited that you could give as an example?
I've got a million stories, and to try and pull one out of the top of my head is very difficult. But, you know, I mean, I'm thinking of a couple down in Otago now who had two girls with mental health issues, and one of them's just been capped. You know, I mean...
From university?
Yes, absolutely. A lot of them are doing extremely well. Some of them are not. I mean, that's par for the course. When there's been early childhood abuse, you're not always going to get a good outcome. But as I said before, I believe that can be fixed by early automatic counselling for any child. Some sad ones. I mean, as the organisation's grown and as time has gone on, I mean, we're 12 years down the track now, we are seeing that some of these grandchildren are being incarcerated, to be honest, or are producing babies at a very young age. That is part of it. But again, that's all interlinked to early childhood trauma. If you look at the brainwave stuff about, you know, birth to 4 years of age and how the brain and the neurons wire themselves together, and that has been largely ignored. Again, I'm going to get on the counselling bandwagon again. I believe early intervention. If they had had that early intervention via counselling at a young age, perhaps the New Zealand taxpayer wouldn't be paying for prisons and DPB at the other end. And I think that's really important for those that be to take that on board. It's not rocket science.
When you say that there's over 4,000 members who are the carers, do you have any idea of how many children?
Look, there's a lot more than that. There are various reasons. I mean, we can
only... Three times as many.
Well, I would suspect, but we do know in 2000, and again, I'm having to use my brain here, and it's muddled. Going back to last year, under the Official Freedoms of Information Act, we asked how many children in New Zealand were in receipt of the unsupported child benefit. And from memory, and it is memory, but I know the first two figures are right, it was 8,400, possibly 11 or 14 people were in receipt of the UCB. But in saying that, what you've got to do is temper it, because a lot of these single grandparents are not entitled to the UCB because they whacked them on a DPB. Those figures, the minister told us, he did not know. So there'll be a huge mix of grandparents on the DPB who are not represented in these UCB figures. Now, also in saying that, a lot of our members out there are not aware that they're even entitled to anything. A lot don't need it.
So this is also where some of the invisibility comes.
Absolutely.
At that policy level.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because they don't have the numbers.
Absolutely, they don't have the numbers. And the question was asked of the minister about those over, say, obviously past childbearing age, so they're not having their own children and still on the DPB. How many grandparents raising grandchildren have you got on the domestic purposes benefit? And the answer was, we do not know. We cannot take members off frontline staff because they're so busy and do a research into that. Well, hello, we need to know those figures.
This is urgently needed, isn't it?
It is not giving us a true picture of what the state of care of children is happening in New Zealand. Mm. How many really are out there?
Yeah, this is the state of play. This is where it's at.
Mm.
Again, incredible that the work that you are doing and how important it is.
Absolutely.
That you raise the awareness.
Yes.
Of what's going on.
And also, what I'd also like to tell you too, which I think is important, 2 years ago we held the first inaugural GRG conference in New Zealand. We're planning our second one in November the 16th and 17th of this year at the Ellerslie Convention Centre, where the Trust is in a position where they will be able to offer very heavily discounted fees to the grandparents to get them along to learn and to understand. We've got some really exciting speakers coming in.
Hey, I just thought, since it's the most recent piece of news, the Christchurch earthquake, because they may possibly want to put something up on the website.
Absolutely.
Since this is current, what would you like to say about what's happening and the needs?
Wow. In checking our database, we find that we've got 132 families on our database. I mean, that's not all of the grandparents raising grandchildren in Christchurch. But what we've decided to do, and it was with the suggestion from Cecily, our Wellington coordinator, is that we put up some GRG families in our homes. So in other words, for respite care, if a family, and what we're really worried about is the children who are being raised by their grandparents have already suffered trauma in their lives. This earthquake is going to help them, or make them, relive their early trauma, and more trauma added on top of that. So we're going to have a major overreaction. So throughout our membership, our people are opening their homes to take in grandparent families for respite care so that they can at least have 2 weeks holiday, you know, with another like-minded GRG family and meet other children. And hey, who knows what's going to happen from there? It could be that they get to meet other grandparents in the same situations, and the world's your oyster from there. I mean, you could get little kids writing to each other or emailing each other when things settle down. So we've put a note on our website about that, and they contact me, and then we'll try and put things together for them.
Anything else you'd like people to know about what you do and where things are going for the future?
Where things are going for the future, well, as I said, we're in our planning move at the moment, and for future-proofing and things like that. And that's work in progress. That does take time, and it takes a lot of energy. I just say, thank God for these grandparents. You know, because if it wasn't for them, where would these children be? And they deserve recognition. They are our unsung heroes.